الحمد لله، الحمد لله الكريم المنان الذي أعزنا بالإسلام وأكرمنا بالإيمان. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، يسبح له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض، الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله الطيبين وأصحابه المكرمين وجميع أتباعه إلى يوم الدين. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. أيها العباد، have taqwa of Allah Jalla fil ula, and have taqwa of Allah by practicing Islam as it ought to be practiced. Have taqwa of Allah by implementing the Quran. Have taqwa of Allah by living according to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There's no other way to the taqwa of Allah except through this. And if you have the taqwa of Allah, then you will succeed. You will succeed in this life and in the hereafter. You will succeed by the love of Allah. And you will succeed that Allah will be with you. Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Verily, Allah loves the people of At-Taqwa. And Allah said in the Quran, وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. And you should know that Allah is with the people of At-Taqwa. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. And from at-taqwa is for us to fulfill the greatest command of Allah, which is at-tawheed. And from at-taqwa is for us to stay away from the greatest prohibition, which is ash-shirk. And the meaning of at-tawheed is to single out Allah in worship, to direct every act of ibadah to Allah alone. And ash-shirk is its opposite. It invalidates at-tawheed, and it invalidates al-Islam, and it is to direct an act of worship to other than Allah. And Allah said in the Quran, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. Verily, the masajid, i.e. the places of worship, they are for Allah alone. So do not invoke anybody besides Allah. And Allah said in the Quran, ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمْ. And He is your Lord. He is Allah, your Lord. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ. There is no deity worthy of worship except Him. خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ فَاعْبُدُوا. And He is the creator of everything. So worship Him alone. And Allah said in the Quran, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. That offer your salawat to your Lord, and your sacrifices and your slaughter for your Lord. And Allah said in the Quran, فَاعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. That worship the Lord of this house, meaning the Kaaba. Worship the Lord of the Kaaba. So whoever prays to other than Allah has fallen into shirk. And whoever invokes and supplicates to other than Allah, he has fallen into shirk. And whoever places his dependence and reliance upon other than Allah has fallen into shirk. And whoever hangs around his neck an amulet or a ta'weed, then he has fallen into shirk. And whoever takes an oath, a qasam, by other than Allah, he has fallen into shirk. And this is something which is important, my brothers and sisters, because it is widespread now that people are hanging ta'weed and tamaim, amulets, around their necks. And it has become widespread that people are taking a vow, an oath, taking a qasam by other than Allah. So you hear people taking an oath or swearing by the name of their mothers, or by the name of their fathers, or by the Prophet, or by the Wali, or by the Kaaba. And all of this enters into a shirk. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَنْ حَلَفَ بِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ أَوْ كَفَرَ. That whoever takes an oath or swears by other than Allah, then verily he has fallen into shirk, or he has fallen into kufr. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَنْ عَلَّقَ تَمِيمَةً فَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ. Whoever hangs or wears an amulet, i.e. around his neck, around her neck, then they have fallen into a shirk. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Wallahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. Ayyuhal ibad, this day, Eid al-Adha, Yawm al-Nahr, it is from the greatest days of the year. And it is from the most beloved days to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this blessed day, our brothers and sisters from amongst the Hujjaj, right now they are carrying out great rituals of al-Islam. So some of them are slaughtering, and others are performing tawaf and sa'i, and others are stoning the pillar, and others have gone to shave their hair, and they are coming out of ihram. So these are great acts and great rituals of al-Islam. And this day and these rituals, they remind us of the great messenger and the great prophet of Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Because it was he who Allah legislated for or revealed to him that he should announce the Hajj for the people to come. Allah said in the Quran, addressing Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ. Address the people, call out to the people for them to come and perform Hajj. يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا. And they will come, either will come to the Kaaba on foot, وَعَلَىٰ كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ. And they will come upon every riding animal and transport. يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. And they will come to Mecca, they will come to Kaaba through every passageway, through every tunnel, through every mountain pass. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. So the Hujjaj, our brothers and sisters, may Allah accept from them, who have gone out to perform Hajj, they are following in the footsteps of the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. And in the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, there are many lessons, many admonitions for all of us. From amongst the lessons that we take from Ibrahim alayhi salam is that he was Imam al-Muttaqeen. He was from the Imams of the people of At-Taqwa. He was somebody who was devout to Allah in worship. And Allah described him as being Ummah. Allah described one person, Ibrahim alayhi salam, as being a nation, a great nation. He said, Inna Ibrahima kana Ummah. Verily Ibrahim, he was an Ummah. He was a nation. Qanitan lillah, devout in his worship to Allah. Hanifan, upon at-tawheed. Walam yaku minal mushrikeen. And he was not from the people of shirk. So contemplate, ya ibadallah, how this was a single man. And on the face of the earth, there was nobody who was a Muslim at his time. He went against his tribe, and even his father disbelieved. And yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described him as Ummah, as a nation. Why? Because he stood for the truth, and he opposed falsehood, and he stood for Tawheed, and he forbade against a shirk. And the second point is that despite being a great Imam of a Tawheed, and being from the greatest messengers of Al-Islam, and being an Ummah, a nation in of himself, then despite this, he would fear shirk upon himself, and he would fear shirk upon his children, and he would call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah protects him and his children from falling into shirk. Allah says in the Quran, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا. When Ibrahim said, O my Lord, make this blessed land, make this land, I Mecca, a safe and secure land. وَاجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ. And save me, and save my child from ever worshipping the idols. رَبِّ إِنَّهُنَّ أَضْلَلْنَا كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ. O my Lord, they have misguided many people. So take a lesson from this, O people of At-Tawheed, that this is the Prophet of Allah, and from the greatest awliya of Allah. And at that time upon the face of the earth, there's nobody more pious and more greater than him. And he's from the people of At-Taqwa. And he is to whom Allah has sent the revelation. And he is Khalil al-Rahman, he is the most beloved friend of the most merciful. And yet despite all of this, he's scared. and he's fearful. And so he supplicates to Allah that Allah saves him and his children from falling into a shirk. So if this is the greatest man alive at his time, the greatest messenger of Allah at his time, then how about the rest of us? So how many of us show our need in front of Allah? And how many of us supplicate to Allah that Allah saves us from a shirk, and Allah saves our children from a shirk? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. And from the lessons that we take from the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam is how he freed himself from a shirk, and he opposed a shirk, and he was not scared of those people who will blame him or those people who will harm him. And he said, and Allah says, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ, when Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said to his father, وَقَوْمِهِ, and he said to all of his people, إِنَّنِي بَرَاءٌ مِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ, I free myself from that which you worship. إِلَّا الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي, except the one who has created me. فَإِنَّهُ سَيَهْدِينَ, because he will guide me. And from the lessons that we take from the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam is how he was truthful in advising his son in every affair, even in the affair of marriage. So in the lengthy story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he returned to Mecca and Ismail alayhi salam had grown older and he had married a woman, so Ibrahim alayhi salam, he came and he asked this woman, where is your husband Ismail? And she said that he has gone out to hunt and bring some food. So then Ibrahim alayhi salam, he asked her that, how are you? What is your situation? And she said, نَحْنُ بِشَرٍ, that we are upon evil. We are in a desperate situation. نَحْنُ فِي ضِيقٍ وَشِدَّةٍ, we're going through difficulties and hardship. وَشَكَتْ إِلَيْهِ, and she complained to him. So he said, إِذَا جَاءَكِ زَوْجُكِ, that if your husband, he comes back to you, أَقْرَئِي عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, then convey my salam to him. وَقُولِي لَهُ, and say to him, يُغَيِّرْ عَتَبَةَ بَابِهِ, that he should change the doorstep of his door. So then Ismail alayhi salam, he came back and he said to her, did anybody come to you? And she said that Fulan came to me, an old man, he looked like this, and he asked me about my situation, and he gives you his salam, and he tells you to change your doorstep. So Ismail alayhi salam, he said, ذَاكَ أَبِي, that was my father. وَقَدْ أَمَرَنِي أَنْ أُفَارِقُكِ, that, and he has ordered me that I should separate from you. أَلْحَقِي بِأَهْلِكِ, so go back to your family. And then Ibrahim alayhi salam, he went away. Then after a few years he came back, and Ismail alayhi salam, he had grown much older, and he had married another woman. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, he came to this woman and he said, Aina zawjuk, where is your husband? And she said that he has gone out in order to gather food. So he said, Wa kayfa halukum, and how is your situation? And she said, Nahnu bi khairin, that we are upon goodness. Wa sa'atin, and we are well off. Wa athnat ala Allah, and she praised Allah. And he said, Ma ta'amukum, what is your food that you eat? She said, Al-laham, meat. He said, Wa ma sharabukum, and what is the drink which you drink? She said, Al-ma, she said, water. And then he said to her, fa idha ja'a zawjuki, that if your husband, when he comes back to you, faqra'i alayhi salam, then convey my salam to him. Wa murrihi an yuthbit atabata babihi, and advise him, order him to keep his doorstep. So then when Ismail alayhi salam, he returned back, and Ibrahim had left by now, and he said to her, did somebody come to you? And she said, Fulan came to us, an old man, a sheikh, and he looked well, and he asked me questions, and he told me to convey his salam to you, and he told me to keep your doorstep. He said, Dhaka Abi, that was my father, and he has ordered me to keep you and remain married to you. So we take from these two things, my brothers and sisters. Firstly, the importance of fathers advising their children and advising their sons when it comes to marriage, and the etiquettes of marriage and how they should live and with regards to their wives. And also from this we take a lesson and an admonishment for the sisters, for the wives, that they should be patient in marriage and they should appreciate their marriage with their husbands, and they should show appreciation to him for that which he does, and they should not reject the blessings of Allah which comes through their husbands, and they should not reject the blessings of Allah which the husband brings. They should not reject these blessings, rather they should be grateful and they should show shukr to Allah and their husbands. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he informed us of many of the women who will be in the fire. And then when he was asked, why is it that many of the women will be in the fire, he said, kufran ni'mah, because they reject the blessings, they do not appreciate the blessings, meaning they reject that which the husband brings to them, and they reject the blessing of the marriage. And from the great lessons that we take from the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam is his humbleness and his modesty in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said in the Quran, mentioning his story, how Ibrahim and Ismail, how they built the Kaaba, he said, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ. And when Ibrahim and Ismail alayhim as-salam, both of them, they were building the foundations of the Kaaba. And whilst they were building the foundations of the Kaaba, what were they saying? They said, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Oh, our Lord, accept from us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. You are the all-hearing and you are the all-knowing. And from the Salaf, of those who when they would recite this ayah, they would weep and they would cry. And they would say, Khalilur Rahman, the beloved friend of the Most Merciful, Tarfa'u Qawam al-Bayt, and you are raising and building the foundations of the house. Wa anta mushfiqun ala alla yataqabbala mink, and at the same time you are scared that Allah will not accept this from you. And they would weep and they would cry. So contemplate, O people of Tawheed. Think, O people of the Sunnah, that at that time there is nobody greater upon the face of the earth than Ibrahim alayhi salam. And revelation has been given to him. And he is answering the call of his Lord. And he is standing in the most sacred of places. And he is living in the most sacred of days, i.e. Dhul Hijjah. And he's building Baytul Rahman. He's building the house of the Most Merciful. And yet despite this, he's humble in front of Allah. And he's scared that perhaps his actions are not being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he makes his dua, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Oh, our Lord, accept from us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. أَيُّهَا الْعِبَادُ أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Upon us is to follow the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and from the lessons which have just passed, and how he was firm upon at-tawheed, and he did not care of those who opposed him, and how he warned against ash-shirk and ascribing partners to Allah, and how he was sincere in advising his son with regards to his marriage, and that the women should also take a lesson from this to be appreciating towards their husbands. And also we take a lesson of how he was humble in front of Allah Jalla fil Ula. Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. Ayyuhal ibad, this great day, which is Yawm al-Jum'ah, there are two actions which are legislated upon the people on Yawm al-Jum'ah. The first of them is Salatul Jum'ah. However, if Salatul Jum'ah, if it coincides with the Eid, then the fuqaha have mentioned that as long as a person has prayed the Eid prayer in congregation, then it becomes only recommended, i.e. voluntary, for him to pray Salatul Jum'ah. So whoever wants to pray Salatul Jum'ah, then walhamdulillah. And whoever doesn't want to pray Salatul Jum'ah and has prayed the Eid in congregation, then for him is a choice not to pray. And whoever wants to pray Salatul Jum'ah in the masjid, then the khutbah will start at 1:30 p.m. and the Eid prayer will be at 1:45. And the second great act of worship upon this day is sending as-salatu was-salam ala al-habib al-mustafa, is sending peace and salutations and blessings upon the most beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma izz al-islam wa al-muslimin. Allahumma izz al-islam wa al-muslimin. Allahumma dhill al-shirka wa al-mushrikin. Allahumma ja'alna min ahl al-tawheed. Allahumma ahyina ala al-tawheed. Allahumma mitna ala al-tawheed. Allahumma ajnubna wa zawjatina wa awladina al-shirk. Allahumma aghfir lana fi hadha al-yawm al-azim. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Allahumma taqabbal minna ta'atana. Allahumma kaffir anna sayyi'atina. Allahumma arfa' lana darajat. Allahumma aktubna min al-fa'izin. Allahumma aktubna min al-fa'izin ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Allahumma arhamna bi rahmatik. Allahumma afu anna ya afun ya karim. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya' minhum wal amwat wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina wa sallam. My beloved brothers and sisters, on behalf of the masjid, I wish you all a blessed Eid. Eidukum Mubarak. Taqabbal Allah minna wa minkum salih al-a'mal.